The boy had never been in the forest before. As he walked hand in hand with the man, he looked about in wonder, pointing and smiling. He said he felt warm even though it was cold.
I like it here.
There was a tree hunched in front of a bush.
That tree looks sad.
What makes you say that?
It's crying. Look.
The old man scrutinized the sap slowly rolling down the bark, his minuscule head smaller yet in the amber orb.
That's called tree sap. It helps a tree drink water.
It drinks water?
Everything drinks water.
So there's water in there like tears. That means the tree's crying. It's a sad tree.
Well, sure, I suppose. The tree's crying.
The man leaned back up, hands still in pockets. He picked the boy up and began to walk.
You know, sometimes little bugs get caught in the sap, like this one. See?
He looks like he's sleeping. If he's in the tree tears, doesn't that mean he's sad forever?
Sad forever? Well, he's in someone else's sadness. That happens sometimes. You can get all messed up in someone else's sadness, and then you get sad.
Like mommy?
The man stopped and gazed into the boy's eyes. They looked like walls of sapphire.
If I ever get sad like that, and if I ever make you sad because I'm sad, what do you do?
I'll go to Grandma and tell her that you're sad, and that I'm sad too, and that you'll be all better.
Remember what I taught you. Say it with me.
That is sun, and that is moon. They are smiling and hugging because they see you. Even if you're far away, you will always be mine. My little angel, you are why they shine.
When the little boy licked from the tip of his finger the sap, he grimaced and spat on the grass. As they walked home, the boy fell asleep in the man's arms. He thought if it were just this and nothing more, it would be okay.